So God bless you. So let us pray. Again, Father, we are gathered here. Lord God, in thy name, Father. And really arise, Lord God, that no man, Lord God, can reveal to the other or to himself. It's only you, Lord God, who can reveal your word, Lord God, to the souls of the people. And Lord, without revelation, Lord, as the pastor has been talking about, Lord, it is never said, it is in our talk. It is just a letter, Lord God, that killeth. It doesn't help at all, Lord. One time, Father, there was a question that was asked, Lord, who is worthy to reveal? Who is worthy to open these things to the people? And none was found but you. And tonight, Lord, we kindly come to you, praying, Father, you called us together because it's you, Father, in your word, that advised us, Father, to be gathering together as often as possible. We are gathered here in thy name, Lord. And you, who is the revealer of your own word, Lord, call upon your name now, Father, that you take over and speak to the hearts of the people. Those who are listening in, Lord, we are not seeing them with these naked eyes, but they are with us, Lord, in this word. And you can talk to them as you talk to us, Lord. Brother Dawn, Lord God, in Canada, and the family there, Lord, we remember them, Lord. Pray, Father, that you bless them as you bless us here. Those who are not able to come, Lord, wherever they are, Father, bless them, Lord, and be with them. We have learned something from you, Father, that if we trusted you, Lord God, if we took you by your word, Lord, you never fail us, Lord. Whatever the prayers, Lord God, that the children have tonight, we pray, Father, that you meet them, because you are good God who careth, Lord. We commit ourselves to you, commit the hearing, the speaking of the word to you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. You can get seated. You can get seated. I say part four. You'd wonder where is part two, part three. I say part four because I think part two, part three is in the YouTube. And you can take it. You can take it out there. And I think it is a continuation of what we're talking about nicotine. Yeah, it's just that. It's just a simple thing. It's not much. I didn't want to speak this in the absence of the pastor. This is a bit sensitive, and I like it when he's here. But I think he's listening in. I say this because this is a very sensitive. I've never preached this, and there be no complaints. There be somebody who doesn't like it. So I don't like preaching it either. But it's here,
amen.
And it's the word of God.
Yes, sir.
It's got to be spoken. Somebody has got to. Even if I read it, I can just go there, read it. Just read it. It's the prophet. He brought it. So it's, and anything the prophet said is ours.
Amen.
You know, the people think that the Bible is theirs, the denomination is not theirs, it's ours.
Yes.
It is God speaking to his people, to his children. He's not speaking to those people. Those people took it. And in the church ages, God was also talking to them because they claimed, in the church ages, because they claimed they have a relationship with God. So God talked to them. God talked to both. The vine, the false vine, and the true vine. God did that. But after the church ages, that Bible is ours. This word is ours.
Amen.
God is not dealing with anybody else. God is dealing with the bride period.
Amen.
And there's no any other salvation except in the bride. So whoever is going to be saved is going to be the bride or the 144,000, the Israelites. We have now a church that is composed of the Gentile bride, us, and the 144,000. Period. Nobody else. And so when he's speaking anywhere, when you see the word of God, whether he's talking about Adam eating the tree of life, Adam doing what, he's talking to the bride now. and he cannot open it. They read it, they have the Bible, but those are just papers. What they have is just papers, just like a magazine to them, because it's not revealed, and it cannot be revealed to them. They don't know it. They go to the theological schools, they learn, they do great things, and they come out with theories, just like you would go to history and come with theories. This must have been this because of that, or geography, or science. This must be this because of that. So they go to theological schools, and they come up with those, and those things make sense sometimes, humanly speaking. Yeah, they make sense. Because you can see he's reading it. Just like you can get a fossil. Of course, you can dig up a fossil. And you can talk about that fossil and say, there was a dinosaur here in maybe 3 million years ago. You can say that. And you can prove it. And it makes sense. It makes sense. Because the bones are the bones that you have excavated, they go together. So you can, it makes sense. Praise God. And every subject makes sense when those scientists read it and look at it. And even this, when they read it, what they say sometimes makes sense.
Amen.
But it's not life. It doesn't have life. It doesn't matter how much sense it makes to the senses, to the five senses of a human being. It is still senseless. When it comes to the spiritual being, who you are.
Amen.
You're not this. The prophet told us, I've never even known you. I don't know you. I've never seen you. The real you is not you, what I see.
Amen.
So the real person inside there have only one thing. Believe. Faith.
Amen.
And that's revelation.
Right.
It doesn't deal with sciences and what makes sense or what doesn't make sense.
Amen.
It deals with faith. What God has said and is revealed to you. He deals with the revelation. That is what he eats. That is what that man eats. He doesn't eat nothing else.
Amen.
Praise be to God. And like that. So, I'm going to talk about some things here. But anyways, it's a very sensitive subject, and very many people don't like it. I know don't hate it. Don't hate any word. And that's as Christian. A Christian loves everything, even when it's against you. The word should not conform to you. You should. Is it conform? That's the right word. Or you should conform to the word.
That's right.
We should not try to make the word live our life. No, we should make ourselves live that word. We should live that word. Not the word trying to fix it because it's so squeezing here. No, it doesn't matter. Rest with God.
Amen.
I don't know why I was telling somebody. If I fell today, and I'm there in the body fallen, I would still take my finger and point out, that's the word of God.
Amen.
I'm here, and I wish I was there. But I'm here fallen. It doesn't change, brother. It doesn't change because I'm fallen or starting. It doesn't change. And that's what God likes. That is one of the credentials of Adam. People talk about Adam and everything. That's one of the conditions of Adam. Adam did not disbelieve the word. I hope I'm using the right English. You know, I've seen you there and seen you knows English. So disbelieve. He didn't disbelieve God. He didn't disbelieve the word. He knew it. He saw it. If you ask him, what is this? He said, what did you do? What did you do, Eve? That was wrong. That was wrong. I'm going to save you, but that's what's wrong. And he went to that sin knowingly.
Amen.
In that sin, if you ask him, he just pointed you to that. It's right. The word of God is right. From the beginning, it's right.
Amen.
And that is the children of God. A child of God will never call wrong right. And right wrong.
Amen.
He will always call right right. He will call it the word of God. This is the word of God. No matter who or even if it's himself. And that is what God loves. That's something that God is. You know, if you, but sister, if you're down there and foreign, and things are like that, brother, let me tell you the truth. God is duty bound to come because you are his child. But his child will never call that right. Do you understand that? The child of God will never call that right. what is wrong, even when he's fallen and down there.
That's right.
And God, because of his mercy, when you do that, praise be to God.
Amen.
That's why he was coming to call Adam. Because Adam is not an unbeliever. Adam, where are we now? I've come to save you. And because now this is your wife, and you I'm going to save you both now. That's how he saved his wife. Praise be to God. So this is the word of God. And people don't realize this is very deep. I cannot finish it until December. I cannot finish it. It's so much. I'm just making one quote there. It's so much. It's from Genesis to Revelation.
Amen.
It's from Genesis to the end. Praise to God. Until this Antichrist is taken to the lake of fire. That's the end of him. So it's vast. And we're just touching and hitting there. Is it important? It is very important. And I would say that's why God has put in my heart. And I've really wanted for a long time to bring it. And I don't know whether I'm even going to finish it or bring it. But I'm trying also to put it in the YouTube and whatever. The two times I've preached to the group in the Zoom, I preached something else. I felt like I was ready to do that. I don't know, but that's what I did. The first part in this, I'm trying just to show you that it's important. It was number 9 in the things that the prophet was told after he was now going to reveal the, I think this is before the seals. He was going to reveal the seals. He was told this is number 1, number 2, number 3, the mysteries that he's going to reveal. I thought to me, the seals were, the 6 seals were already revealed, though the book had not come. But you know, the book is not, Jesus was already dealing with him. That is what I was preaching in the Zoom, that Jesus was revealing himself in mercy. Jesus was revealing himself from heaven. So all those things were revealed. But because if you talk about the mysteries, the serpent seed, he spoke about the serpent seed, I think, in 1859. Mm-hmm. And there's a book called The Serpent Seed. And it brings it out very, very well there. And it was anointed. Now here he says that is one of the mysteries that he's going to reveal. Although when the seals were opened, of course, the Spirit of Truth came, and it was the depth of it. But still, it was opened. But now let's look at this and look at this. Is in the book? Is this the sign of the Edsas? Is this the sign of the Edsas? Paragraph 251. The seventh mystery is of God. The seventh mystery. There were mysteries that he was gonna reveal. There was number 1, number 2. I've not put them there. It's number 1. The mystery of this is going to be revealed. Now he comes here. This, the seventh mystery is of God, even Christ, as the incarnate fullness. I have a reason why I put that there. Because this is so. Everything that the devil does, or God does, the devil does. When Christ was here, Judas was here. When Balaam was here, Moses was here. It goes together every time. So when you see the fullness of the devil here, there must be the fullness of Christ here.
That's right.
So if the devil is now here, because the devil is here in fullness, because he's going to take us to Revelation 11 or 12, Revelation 12, where he's come down and he's incarnate in his people. Mm-hmm. Just like Jesus came and he was incarnate in one man in a certain state. He was incarnate in one man, and that one man was Brother Branham. So the devil was also, the devil came, but he came a bit earlier. Than Jesus, than God himself. So he came a bit earlier and incarnated in one man, and that was the Pope. I hope you see that as we go down. So when Jesus came down and incarnated in his bride, also the devil came and incarnated in his bride. He has a bride here, and that is all the denomination gathered together. They are called the tares. Those tares are his bride. So there's a bride of the devil here on earth and the bride of God here on earth. And it has been always like that. When Jesus Christ was here, there was Judas. When Balaam was here, there was Moses. When the bride is here, the bride of the devil is here.
Right.
And Revelation the fourth seal reveals that. The fourth seal says it's a war. It's called it the Armageddon War. It's called the Armageddon War. Armageddon War is the devil himself with his bride and Christ and his bride here on earth fighting. Praise God. So they're both here. So that's why I put that one there. But you see it as you go down. As we go down. Okay. The seven, and these things are very important. These things are very important. Because every word is very important. It's your armor. You have something.
Amen.
Because the devil will come. He will twist everything. He will come. And the only thing that you can give you is the truth when you have it. So it's very, very important to have it. That's why the prophet spoke about it. That's why the prophet spoke it. That's why the prophet revealed it.
That's right. Amen.
It is one of your guns. It is one of your shields. It is one of your swords. Of course, we don't have swords. We have sword. It's part of your sword. Because we don't have words. We have word.
Amen.
The word of God. We have only one. That is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All right. The seventh mystery is of God, even Christ, as the incarnate fullness, and I cannot finish it. Even my quotes, I don't think I'm finished. But there's no problem. We have some more. Okay. Some more time. Even Christ, as the incarnate fullness of the Godhead embodied, in whom all divine wisdom and godliness is restored to man.
Amen.
That is God coming and incarnate himself in the bride. That's what happened, brothers, in this age.
Amen.
It's never happened. And I'm going to talk about it when I read the scripture. There's a scripture down there that I would like to read. So, ninth, that's the seventh, is right? So there's no noise. It's forgotten about this. Or maybe the eighth is, in godliness is restored to man. Maybe it could be that. I don't know. But he doesn't mention that, is it? Nine. He says, the ninth mystery, he counts them. 1, 2, 3. You read that book up there. It's going to give you 1, 2, 3. Now he says, in the ninth mystery, is the mystery of iniquity. The mystery of iniquity.
Amen.
Found in 2 Thessalonians and so forth. Now, let's go to the 2 Thessalonians. That's why I read that. So that you can see. It is the same thing. I'm going to organize for you. It started as a necrotine. It was a spirit. It was a teaching. It was just something that people were saying. It was a saying. Then it continued like that until it was crowned. We're going to talk about that a bit. It was crowned. They could not crown it when there was nobody. So he says in 325 AD, Constantine. 325 AD, Constantine had a new... I tried to get there because of my pronunciation. I've always been saying Nicaea Council. And then I heard some people say, Nicaea Council. I said to people, but I went to Google to find out how do I pronounce it. It's pronounced as Nicaea Council by Constantine. Constantine was the emperor of Rome. And we've got to understand these things, emperor of Rome. And what is Rome? What is Rome? From the world, from when? You know, this is history. This is just history. You know, Adam fell. From Adam fell, there are seven ages. There are seven ages until Noah. I think so. 14 or no, 4, 7. No, either one of them. Okay. Until Noah. So there is Seth, that, Enoch, like that, and Methuselah, and then Enoch, and then Noah. There's seven of them. Okay. After seven, after that was a whole age gone. Now, from there, I think that was 1,000 or 2,000 years ago, something like that. I think it's 2,000. From Noah now, we have had another 2,000 until Jesus Christ. Because in total, from Adam and this looks like mathematics in school. It's not. Because we've got to understand exactly what is happening. It's reality. We've got to understand exactly, we've got to connect it. Because God and history don't fight. It's the truth. What happened is truth. Now, from Noah, in the times of Noah, from Noah is another 2,000 years until Jesus comes. So we have 4,000 years from Adam to Jesus Christ. From Jesus Christ to us now is another 2,000 years. So we have 6,000 years, and it's called the Eden of the devil. This is of the devil. This is of Satan. After the fall, this is Satan's Eden. It's called Satan's Eden. Who is the ruler here? It's Satan. It's the devil himself. But at the same time, in the 6,000 years, God has been trying to redeem from his son Adam from the fall that he had at the beginning there. Amen. Praise be to God. All right, okay. Sorry. I lost it a bit. Okay. So from Noah after the fall there are seven. Now from Noah there came a falling away. Again, immediately they come out, there came a falling away. The devil took over. From then we have had four kingdoms. When we get to Revelation 13, you realize what that is. Because in Revelation 13, there is an animal there with a head that looks like a leopard. With another head, there are four heads. With another head that looks like a lion. With another, a bear. With another head that looks a lion. And it's a beast. So the beast that has three heads, in fact it's four, because the other one is the beast. It's called the beast. Praise be to God. You see that? Now, those are four kingdoms. I hope you understand. Those are four kingdoms. From Noah's time, there's the Babylonian kingdom. You remember, if I had a chalk here, I would draw. You remember what Daniel saw in Daniel, I think Daniel 7? He saw in a vision, what do we call that? Like a drawing or something. It's a, what do you call this? Things that are like an idol that is drawn, that is made, an image. He saw an image. That image in the head, I think the head was gold. Is that right? The head was gold. This was what? This was silver. This was brass. And the other one was, yeah. He says this head was the first kingdom that was Babylonian. He says that was Babylonian. You got to understand this. That's the devil. You got to understand the devil. Now, that was Babylonian. The Babylonian was the head that was good. He said that was the best kingdom. Now, the next was silver. He said that was Medo-Persians. So, Medo-Persians toppled Babylonian. From Medo-Persians, we got what? To the Grecians. Is that right? The thighs. From the thighs, we go where? We go to the feet, which was actually iron and clay. Is that right? Now, when you go to Revelation 13, he says, those are the four beasts. The leopard, the lion, the bear, and the beast. But Daniel, in another chapter, he saw four of them separately. He saw a leopard, he saw a bear, he saw a lion, he saw that. But all that was those kingdoms. Simply, they are those kingdoms from when Noah was here on earth until the last age. I hope you can get that. Praise God. That was the kingdom. That was those were kingdoms. And those kingdoms, actually, those kingdoms come when Noah came. When after Noah, there was a Babylonian. When Babylonian was toppled by Medo-Persians, then we say Grecians. When Jesus Christ was here on earth, when Jesus Christ was here on earth, the empire that was here on earth was Roman. The last one, Roman. Now you hear the Bible talking about that beast, one of the heads. They had four heads, right? The head of a lion, the head of a bear, the head of a, right? One of the heads of that beast was heat. Is right? Was heat, a heat of death. Is it called a heat of death? Or something like that. It was a heat. The Bible says like that. It was a heat. And everybody marveled that it's dead. It's gone. It's over. That is over. Then they marveled because it wasn't. It came up. It's the same thing. It's the same animal. Listen, the same spirit that was ruling Babylon. The same spirit that was ruling Metamorphosis. The same spirit that was ruling the creation. The same spirit that was ruling, that crucified Christ, because Christ was crucified by Roman government. The same spirit. It was hit. That kingdom was hit. And everybody marveled. It's over. It's done. But they marveled because it came alive. How did it come alive? It came alive and ruled better than it was ruling then, when it was political. What was it? The imperial, the political Roman kingdom. There's a political kingdom like it was in Babylon. There's a political kingdom that was all that. Now here, it was finished. That political kingdom was finished. What is it now? It's the same kingdom, but now that beast, that kingdom is still here in a spiritual way. It's a church now. Can you get that? It's a church now. It's ruling better than it was then. The problem is it can stop any war in the world. You see the Ukrainian war, the Russian war, it can stop. Pope can stop it if you want it. The ruler of that kingdom is the Pope. I'm sorry. Don't worry, Dada. Sister. You know, it's a bit, this is a bit boring. It's just like mathematics. It's like school in a chalk. It's not. Praise God. But don't worry. This is good. This is good for you. This is good for you. You understand? Because when we come to Revelation 13. What? Slow walk. I always think we go through a bit. When we come to Revelation 13, you realize those beasts, they're there. And when you hear one of them is, one of the heads is hit. It's the same beast. That is why in Revelation 17 is called the mystery Babylon. It's like that Babylon of that time. But here it's changed itself. Babylon looked like idol worshippers and worshipping idolatry. Now here is the same Babylon, the Catholic Church, but now is ruling, calling themselves Christians, calling the Bible. In fact, it's called the Christian Church. We are all considered by the world under them. The main Christian church in the world is the Catholic Church. It's ruling better than anybody else. Somebody was telling me, before Bush went to fight Iraq, he had talked to Pope. The Pope said, he can stop in the war. And he can say, if Pope said something, it goes. And today, of course, we have a Pope. We have a Pope from America. The one that is here now is from America. And America is a superpower. And is the head of the WCC. All the tears are gathered here. This is the head of it. And the greatest supporter of the image of the beast is America. People don't want that because we are Americans. I've also become an American. So when I say American and hit America, don't feel bad. I'm part of it. Praise God. But the prophet was a part of America and he said, that's what it is. Amen. Praise God. So, but let's go. Let's read it. Now, let's read it. So now you can see the beast. You can see the beast. When we talk the beast, that's the beast. That's the beast we are talking about. The beast, the head of the beast is the Roman church. The Roman church is the beast. Where is it called the mystery Babylon? Because it came, is the same thing. That's where idolatry was. Who started idolatry? Listen. Everything was finished at Noah's time. I don't know where I'm going back there. But you people, I know you know. But there are some people here, maybe young people who need to know. Praise to God. You know, why did God finish the world with the water? It was because of idolatry. And the prophecy in the Bible says that, and God was unhappy because men, the sons of God, the daughters of men, the sons of God took the daughters of men. Is that right? And people wonder, who are these daughters of men and who are these the sons of God that took the daughters of men as women, and the women that they wanted. And God was unhappy with that. And that's why God finished the world with water. You understand that? Now why? The prophecy is because the sons of God were the children of Seth. Do you see that? The children of Seth. And the children of Seth backslid. and took women, harlotism. Who is him? Took any woman. He took any woman. It was not marriage. And God was unhappy with that. And he came down from heaven. He said, I'm going to finish it. And he said, whoever wants to get saved, get into the ark. They didn't. The only people who got in the ark, white people. Now these eight people, and those eight people were the children of Seth. None of them is from the other side. All those children are the children of Seth. And Seth were the sons of God. In other words, whoever got into the ark were the sons of God. If those were the sons of God who got into the ark, when they got out of the ark, where did idolatry come from? Where did worshippers of other gods come from? This is where it came from. They started what they had seen before the preaching. What they had started before the flood, they started preaching it over here. So their children, their wives taught, that's what the prophet said, that their wives taught them. Their wives taught their children what was happening before their idolatry. So they come back here and they started idolatry through the lineage of Ham. I hope you get that. And there was that his son, Cush. Cush and Nimrod started the great Babylon. Babylon was actually against God. They were building something. Instead of going to God by repentance and going to God, they were going to God without God. We are going to come here, and we are not going to come by your way. Your way is of repentance. But we know you finish people with water. So we are going to come, and what was it called? That ark. What is it called? That thing that we're building. The Tower of Babel. The Tower of Babel was made of tar. And things that water cannot eat. Because they were building. And God said they were so much into it that they're going to succeed. They were going to God without repenting. So they said, we are coming. And we're not going to go come your way. We are coming anyway. And they started coming. And God stopped them by confusing their minds and everything else. From there, they started idol worship. At one time, there was nothing like God being worshipped here. The Bible and the history don't give nothing like God was worshipping. The only thing that we have is God was being worshipped because every time the prophet said, there is somebody here on earth that represents him. But look, there was nobody until he called Abraham. Abraham came, everybody was here. They were idol worshippers. They were worshipping idols. Until he called Abraham. And Abraham did that. He did that, and he knew that God, and he followed him. But he was not following him free. And he was caught up and taken, and God saved him. Praise be to God. And there now, God started being worshipped again. All that was idolatry. What was it? That was Babylon. That was the kingdom of Babylon. That's why here, in Revelation 17, it's called the mystery Babylon. Where the idol worship was being done there. Now here again, idol worship is being today. What all churches have is idol worship. People worship the devil not knowing. That's what the prophet said. Is the book called Satan Setting. In fact, be baptizing in the name of the Father, of the Son, and that's idol. That's idol worship. That's what the prophet said. If as simple as that is idol worship, all they are doing, that's why it's very dangerous to get mixed up with these churches. Praise be to God. I don't know. I had to go back all that way. So that now when you talk about the beast, now you understand what we talk about. The beast. Where it came from. Not the beast. The beast is the Roman Catholic Church. It's the same that was in Babylon. But now here is in religious rehab. It's in religious kind of something. I hope you get that. Religious kind of something. Now this is it. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a scripture that the prophet told us to go and lead. Or he was referring to that. He said, the iniquity, like in Thessalonians 4. Now, I think this is Thessalonians 4. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's Paul now talking here. Paul is talking to them. And by our gathering together unto him. As any other revelation, this was also buried. This was also buried. The truth about Godhead was buried. The truth about God was completely buried in the Dark Ages. So this was one of them that was also buried. Nobody knew exactly what the truth is. Now the Apostle said to them, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, And by our gathering together unto him, when he comes, we will gather together around him. In other words, we will go to him. The Jews will come to him in his second coming. When he comes and takes the bride will be gathered and he will take him. When he takes him, also the 144, you come to him. So we beseech you by that. Because he's coming, the second coming is going to happen. Paul is telling them, 2,000 years ago, he's telling them, it will happen. But when it happens now, that he be not soon shaken in mind. It's not yet time. Let nobody tell you that he's coming soon. No, he's not coming soon. This is what is going to happen before he comes. Now listen. By our gathering together unto him, that he be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word. Let him not be troubled by somebody coming here and preaching that he's come, or he's coming soon. No, he's not coming soon. And people don't, when we read these things, just like when we read the prophet, sometimes we read, and we say, today, the prophet says, today, so, he says, you don't look at the year. Sometimes he's talking in 1959. You think it's about now. No. It's not about now. The scripture is not about now. The scripture is about 2,000 years ago. The Paul is telling them, don't be told by people that he's coming. No, not yet. Shaken by mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. The day of Christ is not at hand. It's not at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except their coming are falling away first. What was that? They must coming are falling away first. Not now! He was telling them in the first church age, that they must come are falling away first. What is that? That was the first church age. The second church age, the third church age, and the fourth church age. That is where the falling away came. That's when it came. So Paul is prophesying that will happen. It will come. That will come. They will fall down. They will go completely until listen very carefully here. Just like after the Tower of Babel, when they came down, there was a falling away first. It seemed like there was nobody worshiping God. History and the Bible does not talk about anybody worshiping God. Until Abraham is called from the Chaldeans. There's the same way. Now here, there must, after he comes, there must come a falling away first. Praise be to God. So the first church age, the second church age, the first church age is where he says, he's saying it. Because the Bible says that everybody that was saved in that age, at the first church age, was all that was supposed to be saved. Nobody. All our seeds, listen very carefully, all our seeds until after some time. And he declared, Paul declared, it's John who declared. Now, the Antichrist that I told you that you come, he's come already, he's gotten us now. And we are already with him now here. We are worshiping in the first church, we are worshiping, but he's here now with us. And from here, they will come a falling away. This Antichrist called Nicolaitan. Praise be to God. They didn't even know what it was. But they knew it was Antichrist. They knew it was something that was not exactly according to the word. They knew it was a Nicolaitan. Now, praise be to God, it's already come. It's already with us. John declared that. It's already that. It's already come. It's here. Now it's gonna come slowly by slowly. It's not gonna go. It will go and conquer and conquer. The first, the second church age, and the third church age, and the fourth church age were completely conquered. There seemed to be nobody. In fact, the prophet says, but God has always a man. That's for him. Right. That's the only quote that we have to know that there were some people there. Otherwise, the history and everything. People are getting killed. If you're found worshiping God, you are killed. By who? By who? By the beast. By that animal. By that beast. Called the Catholic Church. It is not actually called the Catholic Church. It was called the Catholic Church sometimes later. It was called the Roman something. It's the same thing. It's a beast. And we are going to talk about that when we come to Revelation 12. The beast and the dragon, they're the same thing. The beast and the dragon. Sometimes the dragon, the prophet refers to it as the devil, as the Satan himself. The beast is where the devil gets into. He describes that. sometimes, but we're going to get it. We have time. You know, these things are of God, and we've got to go back. So there came a falling away fast. That's where the falling away fast. Can you get that, Rebecca? That's where the first church age, there was complete blackout. The second church age, complete blackout. The last church age, the times of Koruba, they didn't even know what is happening. It was completely blackened out. The times of Martin, they were killed. If you're found worshiping, if you're found reading the Bible, you were killed. In your language, there was only one language to be read. The Bible was to be read only in one language, in Latin. So that's when, in 325 AD, that's when this man, this doctrine was crowned. When was it crowned? It was crowned in 325 AD. What is crowning? When it entered into a man called the Pope. Every other time, they were calling them bishops, they were calling them that, they were calling them by that. Until now, they had the Bishop of Rome. The Bishop of Rome was called the Pope. The name Pope was given to the Bishop of Rome. He was elevated to be above the other bishops. So they had the Nicaea Council. They gathered together by Constantine was an emperor. Really Latin. He became, and he decided, this is going to help me now. Constantine, when he became the emperor, he thought, this is not going to help me now. I'm going to gather all the Christians. By the way, do you know how the Catholic Church was started? We don't, eh? Sometimes I want to go back, but I don't have time. Let me just explain it so that you can get it. I want you to get a picture of where we are at and where this devil is coming from and where he is. This is the only way you know him. When you see him, you know him. This is the devil. Anything, again, listen. Anything, listen, this is very serious. This is very critical. Anything that is against the word of this age, that's serious. That's critical.
That's right.
Anything in the times of Paul, anything against what Paul was bringing, anything against this, what was Antichrist. Anything against what Brother Branham brought in the seventh church age, that age, that was Antichrist. Anything, this is, the devil can make himself like the age of light. He's a devil. He's a demon. Even preaching the message. That's very serious, brothers. He call himself the message, the age of right. Come with quotes here. He is not preaching the message of this age. Remember, he's Antichrist. You got to know him, brothers. You got to know him. Because he goes to church, because he preaches, that does not make him any better.
That's right.
He's a devil. He's a devil. And the devil today is not with hooves. He's not. The devil today is a preacher. It's a great preacher. The devil today comes with not with the Bible only, with the message of the hour.
Amen.
Matthew 24, if you want quotes, I'll give you. Matthew 24, it will be very close. Where will it be? Not there in the denominations. They can't have to deceive me, they direct.
Right.
He must be here with a message, holding the message. Trying to bring the message, and yet, him and Roman Catholic is just one and the same thing before the eyes of God. That's how serious it is, brothers. You think it's not important? We call them brothers, no problem. We call them brothers. But let me tell you something. It's called something that is called Baramism. Baramism. Baramism, listen very carefully. I'm not reading my quotes. That's okay. No problem about them. We can even finish right now. Listen, this is something that is called. Do you know what Baramism? There's no Nicolaitans without Baramism. I don't have the quotes here, but I can give you. Whoever wants a quote, I give you. Baramism, you know what Baram did? When he discovered that he cannot make Israel fall, the church of God, the children of God fall, he did something. He mixed them. He got them and mixed them. That was natural. That was natural that God did not want. Now, it is not done naturally. It's not those churches coming here and mixing with that God made. This is a spiritual something. It is us. Listen, it's us. Trying to appease them, trying to befriend them, with neglecting the word, with letting down the bars upon the word. Can you get that? to precept, to make them so that we can get. No, you can hear me calling them brothers and everything else, and they are my brothers. Otherwise, they are all sons of Adam anyways. Oh, you don't know that. They are all sons of Seth. We are from the same father. They are my brothers. Everybody you see here, even drug addicts, they are my brothers. They are all sons of Seth. They are all sons of Adam. But when it comes to this, they are not.
Amen.
Or they may be. Maybe they come. I don't know. Don't be deceived.
Amen.
Don't be deceived. If you mix up any doctrine, anything, you mix with them. Not sitting together here. Don't be afraid. This is a spiritual something. This is not physical. But you're fearing him even to come to your house. Let them come onto my house. They cannot, brother, they cannot move me.
Amen.
There's something that God has done here. They cannot. I have a revelation. And every member of the bride has a revelation. I think Don has really labored on that. When you have that, you got it. Let all the devils come. You have the answer to that.
Amen.
Let them come with quotes and everything else. You have the answer to that. And in the end, you sisters think you don't have the quotes. Is that right? And you sure you don't, like I do, like Michael does. Because we are preachers, we go to. Listen. When they speak, something that is not catching, it's not getting in. Something is not right. Something is amiss.
That's right.
It's not connecting. You have something that tells you it's not.
Amen.
Praise be to God. That's Baramism. Because you want to make them happy. I can even go to the church, no problem. But what they are preaching and what they see, I cannot mix. It cannot mix. If you mix it, if you let down the bars, and because you want to make them happy, you start. And let me tell you something. Whatever happens, brother, sister, whatever happens, don't you never say anything against the word to make somebody happy. It doesn't matter how much, not even a gunpoint. God respects that. Be with them as much as you want. But be careful. You know, I'm very sensitive. If anybody says something against this word, I don't know, but that's me. It go crazy.
Amen.
So somebody says, no, it can't. And let there be nothing mixed with this. In your heart, let there be nothing. Believe nothing else except this.
Amen.
Don't mistreat them. Love them, be with them, be at peace with all men, without which you shall never see God. That's the Bible also. Be at peace with them. Maybe your children, sister, my children, my son's children, whoever, praise with God, be at peace with them. Don't quarrel and fight. No, there's no need of that. You know, let me say something. Do I need every time to say I'm a man? You know, do I need to say that? I don't. I know I am. If you see somebody saying like that, you know I'm a man. He's doubting himself.
Amen. Right.
You are Christian. You don't need to. Every time you know I'm a Christian and you are not. No. You stay put. Stay there. Be at peace.
Amen.
But if anything comes that is against this. And you had a chance. Eh? You know the prophet doesn't say that.
Amen.
They might be unhappy. They might be throughout. If that happens, that's okay, Brother Richard. That's okay. But you start there. Let's speak the truth.
Amen.
Okay, let's get this. Oh, I was talking about, forget about this a bit. I was talking about how did the Catholic Church start? That's a question. Is that it? I said that. If you go to Romans 16, there's somebody there called Andronicus and Janus. Maybe we are being taped, is that right? Maybe some people are still listening. This is how it started. Senior. There was somebody that was called Janus and Andronicus. Andronicus and Janus were brothers before Paul. Paul was still persecuting the apostles or the disciples when these two brothers went to Rome. When they got it, when Jesus Christ was resurrected, and then they realized he's resurrected, and people were saying, no, he's not resurrected, because those soldiers were bribed to say that they stole their body. Okay? when that happened. These two guys, these two, the theologians are trying to say, theologians, if you look at the theologians are trying to say that Jannes was a woman, which they don't have a proof. But Paul says there were brothers before him. But he uses the word brethren. There were brethren before in Romans 16. There were brethren before him. So they throw out the old, listen very carefully how the Catholic Church started. The Catholic Church, not the Catholic. The Roman government was still there. It was the one that was ruling. And its headquarters was in Rome. Now, how are they going to be converted to become the Christians that they say they are today? Are you getting the point? Is this helping, really? Is this helping? Is this important, really? I don't know what. But maybe it will help you somewhere. No, that's the prophet. I'm talking about the prophet. If you need to go to the church ages, he explains it there very well. So Jannes and Andronicus went to Rome. They were preaching. Who are these brothers? I don't remember the brothers that Paul had. Timothy were in Israel, around there. Asia Minor is in Turkey. Asia Minor is Turkey. Constantinople, where the first nuclear council was held, is actually in Istanbul in Turkey. You know, that's reality. And you know, Istanbul, around Turkey somewhere, Istanbul, that's where the ark there also, the ark of Noah. That's where it landed. That's where it was. So now, this Andronicus and Jannes went to Rome. They were preaching. Everybody was preaching. Jesus has risen, Jesus has risen. And they're taking it to the people. So these two brothers goes to Rome. When they reached Rome, you know, Rome and the whole world had the Babylonian religion. Babylonian religion was idol worship. They had God. They had the sun god. That's why you hear the sun. Sunday. The day of Sunday is a sun god day. That's right. September, the month of September is Septimus. It's an emperor that was called Septimus. July is Julius Caesar. And all that. They had the calendar that you use is the Roman calendar. I hope you know that. And everything is from Rome. So the Roman government the Roman Empire had their idols that were gotten from Babylon. From Babylon, passed on to Medo-Persian. From Medo-Persian and their religion. The religion of Babylon was the religion of Medo-Persians. The Medo-Persians, because when they conquer, according to the history, when they conquer, they got everything, even the religion and everything. And remember, the king was the priest. That's right. So they came here and they had their religion. The Roman government, the Roman Empire had their religion. They had gods, God the sun god, the moon god, and all that. Not like that. And they were ruling the world. Now here, these two people, Andronicus and Jannes of Romans 16, they tried to teach the people that Christ came. Christ came and shed his blood. He died on the cross. And that was the payment of our sins. He paid the price. And he talked and he talked. And he got all those people and they converted to Christianity. The two guys, Andronicus and Jannes. All that, a very big group converted to Christianity. A very big group. And he preached there and he founded them on the doctrine of the apostles. And they were there, standing straight and breathing the Bible as it was, as Paul later on would preach. Do you get that? Now, when they were like that, there became an argument, a very strong argument in the kingdom of Rome. I'm talking history today. I don't think I'm preaching. There became a very big argument in the kingdom of Rome that now you people are saying Jesus Christ is and it shook. Jesus Christ rose. Jesus Christ, and it shook the empire of Rome. The emperor declared, no, it's shaken. It's becoming even kind of political because people are fighting. Did he rise? No, he didn't rise. Did they still have his body? They still have his body. And they fought until, no, to get peace in my kingdom, in my empire, everybody should go back, especially Israelites, should go back to their country. So now, Andronicus and Jannes had to go back to Israel. Do you get that? They had to go back to Israel. When Andronicus went back to Israel, the banishment, going away from Rome and from wherever you are, took 13 years. So now it is after 13 years, they were going back to Rome. when they went back to Rome, they found the church they had started, the church they had shown Christ, the church that was really worshiping and getting communion and everything according to the way the Bible had taught, had so much backslidden, that they were taking that wine that is taken for communion and giving it to Sun God, that image of Sun God, and saying, is drinking in the name of Jesus. That's how it was. It was so bad. Now, Adronicus and Zana stood there. What are you doing? They persuaded them. He tried to persuade them, and only a handful left with them. The others refused. They said, this is our church, and you don't go. God has split our church. So the small church went over there. History says that Polycarp, that's why Polycarp was almost becoming the messenger of the age. But he could not, because the prophet said he was not militant enough. He left 1,500 miles. I don't know how old he was. He was very old and went there to persuade them, please, brothers, you cannot go back to idols. Please, brother, you cannot go back to idols. And they refused. And God called him, told him, Polycarp, get out of here and go back home. These people are married to their idols. Just like Dan and Ephraim in Israel did. And I've deleted them. God left them. And become the first Catholic church that we have today. That's the first Catholic church that we have today. That's how they're going to start bishops and the kind of thing. That's where it's going to start. That's the kind of church we have today. They were founded on idolatry. Praise be to God. I hope again. The same Babylonian religion is there. That's the Roman Catholic Church. That now stopped becoming the Empire of Rome. All the empire was cut, and every country by its own, Medo-Persians, whatever. Turkey became a country, every country, and Italy became a country, but they went there as a Catholic Church at Vatican. Now, Vatican is a, how many knows that? Vatican is a country. Vatican is a country. Vatican is a city, it's a small city, maybe it's not as big as Charlotte. I think it's 400 and something, I don't know, I don't remember the measurements. It's a very small. But that is where all the money is. Nobody exactly knows how much money they have. And they don't tell nobody. They don't tell nobody. That's where the money is. That's the richest country in the world. That's the most powerful country, yes. And every country has an ambassador. An ambassador of Italy. Who the capital city is Rome. But in Rome, there's another country, a small country called the Vatican. And they said that every country has an ambassador of Rome. I don't know whether every country, but every country has an ambassador from Vatican. That's an empire. That's the Babylonian Empire again here in Vatican. Yeah. The Bible said it's sitting on seven hills. How many knows that? Mm-hmm. You're not going there yet. You're not going to seven. We'll go there and see. They are sitting on the seven hills. What are seven hills? Seven heads. Seven heads. The Bible said seven heads are seven hills. Where this woman, who is a church, is seated. In the same Roman, it's the same Babylonian. Okay. Now, all this is a revelation. Let's finish up. I'm not going to lead you here. I'm not going to sit here for a long time. I know this is hard, but let's finish this scripture and then we call it quits. We'll continue. If you want to ask me a question, if you want me to continue with you, I can sit down and explain these things. These things are very important, brothers. You understand the devil. You understand why people wonder, why am I so much against people so close with the message and yet they're not in the message? Why? Because it's Matthew 24:24. It will deceive the very elect if it was. That's what it was doing here. Yeah. It's considered in the world by the governments of the world. That's why the Bible says in Revelation 17, and we're going to look at Revelation 17 also. They have made all the kings of the world drink from their cup of abomination. They have made all the kings, all the world. What is considered as Christian is Catholic Church. But you know what is the Catholic Church that made people that live in America? 4th July. Is it 4th July? When do you have Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving, November. That's why we have November. Because the Catholic Church was more persecuting them, and they ran away from persecution to come here. The persecutors. Catholic Church is known as persecutors. All their lives. But now it's the greatest church. At one time, America could not even have a president. I don't know whether I'm getting into politics, but I'm sorry. Could not even have a president that's Catholic. Now it's acceptable. And it's gone, getting worse and worse and worse until it overwhelms everything. And America is in Revelation 13 also. Is the lamp with two horns, and supporting the image of the beast. And the lamp has two horns, ecclesiastical and political. Now that's all that. But okay, yeah. I'm now going ahead myself. I'm just reading a scripture. I don't know. But it's just a scripture that we're reading. But I hope we get okay. That he be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit or nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except they come a falling away first. People must fall away first. People must get away from the truth. It must come to a place where the truth is completely buried. That was in the first church age, mark very well, not in the first church age, second church age, third church age, and the fourth church age. That is Martin. That's Martin. That church age was who? The second church age was, Smyrna. That was Irenaeus, Martin, and Coruba. The three church ages, okay. By means, for that day shall not come except they are coming for him first. And that man of sin be revealed. That man of sin be revealed. Not the Pope, not the Catholic Church. That man of sin be revealed. Remember that. All right, be revealed. The son of perdition. He's the son of perdition. The first Cain was Cain himself. The second Cain was Balaam. The third Cain was Judas. Yeah. And now here we have another one. This is the fourth, though. I don't know what number it is. Right. The prophet doesn't, but he calls him the devil incarnate. Okay. Shall not come except the fall coming of foreign first. And that man of sin be revealed, son of perdition. Who opposeth? He doesn't oppose to say Christ is not Christ. No. He comes and he pretends that he is Christ. But his doctrine he teaches slowly, as we read the other day, like a python, slowly. And squeezes all the godliness that is with the people. Everywhere he goes, that's what he does. And he installs himself as the vicar of God. They take him as God. And when you have any sins, you don't need to go to Christ and repent your sins. No, he has people and you can pay. That's why he has money. They were called novenas. They were called novenas. In history, they were called novenas. Novenas were kind of 9 days. I don't know what they were doing. Novena is nine, I think, in Latin. Nine novenas. And now you got to pay some money so that you are prayed for 9 days. And when you pay, and people paid so much money that now the beast is the richest in the whole world. When he comes to America, when he's here, he's the vicar of God. In other words, he has come instead of God. Something else I noticed, brothers. This is my noticing. And I checked out and I found that is true. Like he came to Kenya one time from South Africa. When he came, I don't know how he came from Rome. But from Rome to South Africa, when he gets to South Africa, it is upon that country to take care of him, whatever he's going to eat and all his people and the hotel and everything else. It's upon that country. Every country is upon that country to take him. He doesn't spend his money. It's upon that country to take him. Now he was brought by a South African Airways to Kenya. We take care of him. He's a very expensive man. We take care of him. And another thing he says, that's a Catholic church. I'm not preaching against any church. But I'm saying the truth. About another thing he says that he helps people because he has hospitals. The most expensive hospitals are the Catholic hospitals. They get this business. They get a lot of money, and all that money goes back there. And those banks there that are there, you Google, find out. They're in secrecy. Nobody knows how much goes there, Honan. And all the money, you go back there. But remember, in Revelation 17, we find out when we get there, that Russia, people think Russia is coming as the Antichrist. The prophet says, no, Russia is not Antichrist. Russia is kept there, and China and those countries, communist countries. You see, Russia is democratic. There's no democracy there. See, Russia is still like China. There's no democracy. There's no nothing. They are communist countries. The prophet said, they are there for the purpose of banning him. They will burn Vatican.
That's right.
They burn Vatican. And the prophet, in the sixth vision, he saw America burning, and he was told, look at the king of the north. And that was Russia. Watch Russia. Russia is going to hit America. That's the politics, but that's a prophet anyways. That's a prophet. Yeah, exactly. So, and all those things. I think I'm talking so much about, I don't know whether I'm talking the word lead, but okay. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except the coming of the first. Okay. Who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God. Above the word, above anything that's called God. Okay. All that is worshipped. So that he as God, seated in the temple of God, vicar of God, is called vicar of God. Seated so that he as God, seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Praise be to God. Vicarius Viridei is actually the vicar of God. Is instead of God. When he comes here, is instead of God. Vicarius Viridei, number 666. Number 666 is, I think we are going to see things that I didn't intend, but that's okay. Number 666 is Vicarius Viridei. You know the emblem. You know the emblem. Like, I don't know, what is the emblem of America? What is the American emblem? The Kenyan emblem are the two lions here and holding spears. And there's a shield around it. The emblem down there is written Harambe, even in our sharing. Is it right? Harambe, that's our emblem. Now, in the Pope's emblem is the Caliph's Viridei. The Caliph's Viridei. Instead of Christ. And down there, the prophet said, count it. It's number 666. And that question was asked the other day when I was preaching in the Zoom. And what is that? How is this mark of the beast be put on your head and in your heart? This is how it's going to be put. Listen. There's anything. Listen, the mark of the beast is your refusal of the seal of God. Amen. It's as simple as that. If you don't have, and the seal of God cannot be sealed on anybody that is not the seed. Amen. So anybody else is marked. Right. And what is that mark? That mark is put on the forehead. What is the mark on the forehead? It's you refusing to believe the message of this age. Amen. Because it was not put any other time. Listen, the refusal to believe this message, this is serious, brothers. You're marked.
Right.
You get marked.
Right.
Praise be to God. People wonder why, like you can see in Pakistan, I took maybe about 5 hours. And whenever I went, and I want to go back, by the way, brother. As soon as I get a ticket, I'll go back. I want to plan this to the people. I want to plan this. This is very serious. The message of the hour. You are in the message of the hour or you are not. Simple. People wonder why. Because I know. If you are not in this, you are marked. Here on the forehead is believing it. On the head, serving it. And you serve what you believe. You are serving it, serving that, serving the beast. Praise be to God. I'm not talking about working. You work for people that are not even. I'm not talking about that. You know, you are servant. Whoever you are, a bride, a sister, or a brother, you are servant of this message. You are servant of Christ. When you believe it, and you believe it, and you serve it, all your life, you wake up, you give birth to sons of your husband, that is Christ. You identify yourself. You have identity. You produce Christ in your life here on earth. You are serving Christ. You are servant of Christ. Praise. That is what is the sign on your head. The seal on your head is serving Christ. You produce Christ here on earth. That's your life. You produce Christ. Now, what you believe is you're marked here. You are sealed here by the seal of God. And that's not here even. But that's what the people see. That's what people see, praise God. What is it? The seal is, this is the seal of God. Now, the seal of God is, you are the tabernacle of the fullness of God today.
Amen.
That's a message to our brothers.
That's right.
You are the tabernacle of him. The wholeness of him has come down and tabernacled in you. Okay, let me finish this. I may not finish even. It's so wrong. This is, I don't know. Do you want us to finish that? I don't know. And when shall that? Wicked, okay. For the master, okay. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholdeth. I am not going to talk about that. That's a topic that I would like to deal with. As a topic like there that I would like to deal with. Know what withheld that might be revealed in his own time. What is withholding him? Those all these years until the seals were revealed. What was withholding him? Okay. Withholding him. That he would not be revealed. He was not revealed. For the mystery of iniquity that already work. Only he who now letteth will let. Only the mystery of iniquity that already work. Now listen. That already work. Only he who now letteth. You let. Who is that? Only he who now letteth. You let. What is that? I'm simply going to say that the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is he who now letteth. You let. That's the Holy Ghost. The prophet says he's the Holy Ghost. I'm saying, I would like, down there, if you look at the quotes, if you get the quotes, by Michael, you're going to say them. Down there, you see there's another quote that I put there that I'm not even going to read, and it's not about this. Because if I had time, I would read that to show you what it is. And I don't have time to tell you that right now. But the fullness of the devil is here. And the fullness of Jesus Christ is here.
Amen.
The fullness of Jesus Christ is God got his bride from the four corners of heaven. The devil got his bride from the four corners of the earth. The devil is on the earth. The bride is in heaven. And when the bride was taken heaven, the Holy Ghost was taken. I hope you get that. I can talk like that. I have some questions. I would like to bring the topic if I get time, any time, but that's okay. The Holy Ghost is not here. The Holy Ghost is taken with the bride. As God has left the earth. And God is the bride. Where is he? He's in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That's exactly right. Okay. Lord says, okay. Let him wait until he be taken out of the way. Paul was talking about he will be taken out of the way. That Holy Ghost, that God will be taken out of the way. Listen, just in a nutshell, there's nobody that's born again here on earth today. That's a very strong statement. And I want you to understand, there's nobody who is born again here on earth today. Everybody that Meda, the baby that you have, if he will be a son of God, if he will be a son of God, he's caught up and born again. Here on earth, there's no nothing but be born again. Nobody here on earth. Everybody that's born again is raptured. Rapture is being saved.
Right.
The Holy Ghost is taken away.
Amen.
Praise be to God. I hope you understand. Mm-hmm. That's what it says here. That's scripture that is there. And I can give quotes, but for now, you're just talking. And we shall, okay. The master of iniquity does not do. And then shall, okay. Let it wait until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked, when he's taken, when the rapture is gone, we've gone to the rapture. That is when this is revealed. That's when the devil is revealed. And the prophet, there's something that he wrote. It's called the trail of the serpent. He didn't preach it. But there's the writing that he had. The trail of the serpent. Where you can trail him. And he had preached it. You can trail the devil from the Garden of Eden. You can trail him in the Garden of Eden. After the Garden of Eden. Up until now. Up until he's taken to the... And I can talk to you about that. Up until he's chained. In the millennium, he's chained. He's taken to jail. You know what kind of a jail? I'm not going to talk about that. Okay. And then shall that wicked be revealed. Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit. Can you say, whom the Lord shall consume with his spirit, his mouth, with his mouth. What is it? What is it? Consume with the spirit of his mouth. What is the spirit of his mouth? That's the word. That's the word. He will consume me. How does he consume me? It's the war of Armageddon. Can you get that? It's the war of Armageddon. They are warning. There's war here. The bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, the general is Jesus Christ. And the general of the devil, the bride of the devil, the general is the devil. Now they are fighting. What is going to happen? He will be consumed and killed for the millennium. Is that right, brothers? Exactly right. Exactly right. He'll be consumed by the word. What is consumed is the word. The revelation of the word. Where is the word coming from? God, did you know something else? Jesus Christ doesn't have a mouth. Jesus Christ had the dust under my leg. Jesus Christ doesn't have hearts. What is his mouth? The mouth of God today is the bride. Amen. Praise be to God. If anybody is going to be saved today, it's going to be saved by the bride. Those are very strong statements. But I know what I'm saying. Exactly right. God has come down as he tabernacled himself in Jesus Christ, has come down and tabernacled himself in Abraham. Now he has tabernacled himself. He doesn't have a mouth. He uses your mouth. He tabernacled in the bride. Who's coming? Okay. So destroy with the brightness of his coming. Mouth. And so destroy with the brightness of his coming. Revelation 10:7, of course. 10:6-7. 10:1-6. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. The one that is coming is working after the working of the Satan. And all power and signs and lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness. That's the devil. That's the Revelation 12. He says, and I can't go there. But in Revelation 12, the prophet is going to tell you that Jesus Christ comes down in Revelation 10:7-6. Prophecies like that. But in Revelation 12, the devil also comes down. And then you told the heavens rejoice in something. Rejoice because the deceiver has come down. Oh, earth. Oh, the earth. You are in trouble because he's come down. And he knows that his time is up. He's working. Brothers, he's working. Of course, there's the devil who makes the people crash in the whatever, in the roads and have accident and kill. And there's a devil, no problem about that. But that's not a devil to fear. That's not the real devil. The real devil is, and his hardest work is deception. Pretending that he's God when he's lying to you, when he's making you worship him. Whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. In them that perish. Okay. Because they received not the love of truth. The truth was brought in the first pool, the second pool. God was bringing this truth. God was trying to show the people that I'm here, it's me. Opening your eyes so that you can see the first pool and the second pool. Now the third pool, he came, and all the people that were pulled by the first pool and second pool went there and were grabbed by him, that they might be saved. Received not the love of God, truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall set them, when they refuse, God shall set them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. The Bible said a lie. It's not a lie. It's not a lie. No. It's the lie. You look at that. It's the same lie. They can believe the devil. Who is the devil? When he speaks a lie, he does not speak a lie. He speaks himself because he's a father and that lie. Amen. He believed, people believed him. He behaved like he's a Christian and he came with the word and people believed him. And because of believing him, God brings a very strong delusion so that you can stick there. Who are going to stick there? The tares. They are bound together and put somewhere where the bread is taken to the rapture. This is, they cannot go, they cannot go nowhere. They continue thinking that they are making people saved. People think that, and they don't even have a ray of hope. It's done, it's finished. All right, we are finished. That they all might be damned. Whom believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Let's pray. I know I've taken a bit of your time for something that maybe was not nothing but when I bring these things, I'm sorry, when I bring these things, I don't intend to bring them. I don't intend to come like the way I've come. I didn't intend to do that. You can see my quotes down there. I have my quotes, you know, the Nicolaitans, how it became Antichrist and how Antichrist became. And down there, the stages, I wanted to connect it with the four seals, how the devil came, the first seal, the second seal, and the fourth seal. And the fourth seal is Revelation 12 also. Revelation 12 and Revelation 10 are actually together because the devil comes, and I wanted to bring on that. But now, when I start talking about those things and I look at some people here and they're looking at me, and my wife telling me, speak slowly. I feel like I want to, I mean, I don't know whether it's the Lord leading me or it's me. I don't know, but brother, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't need to bring all that history and things like that. But why does God say, let me just ask you, why does Revelation 17 say the mystery Babylon? How are we going to know that? It's called the mystery Babylon. Why is it a mystery Babylon? It's the same Babylon, but here it's called the Catholic Church. It's mysterious. You cannot know that it's the same Babylon. The Babylon that taught people how to pray idols, how to worship idols, right? It's the same. And it's come all around, and it's here now in its capstone. The capstone of the devil is here. Amen. But it's the same devil. Sorry. It's come here in fullness. Just as Christ has come here in fullness. I don't know whether that is really for the souls of people. But let's pray, brothers. Thank you, Father. Sometimes I beat myself, Lord, and thinking I've gotten into a way that maybe my mind wouldn't like to go. That's why I don't even plan to come like that. But I'm trusting that this is your leadership, and that, Lord, there's somebody here who is getting some help. And some of the things, Lord God, I'm also seeing some great help in my heart, recognizing how the devil is working this age and how high he's become, Lord, and how hard it is to recognize him and how he's deceiving, Lord. So many of my brothers that I love so much, Lord, some of them have led to you, Lord, but they were caught up with some other things. I'm not saying that they are not your children, but Lord, at this point, I see how they are deceived, Lord. It is very touching, Lord. People that I love so much, Lord, but they are deceived, Lord. They are there, and I know, Father, that if they are your seed, you will bring them here. You bring them to this, not in this church necessarily, but to this message of the hour. Because I believe anything else, Lord God, is idolatry. Anything else is, that's how serious, Lord, it is. It's idolatry. Because you're not nowhere else. You say that you are always in the message of the age that the people are living in. And you say that every age you have allotted a message, Lord God. And you've allotted some people or somebody to bring it out. And this day, you brought your bride, and the bride is speaking this message and leaving it, Lord. And showing to the world that this is what it is. And that you've come down yourself, Father, and tabernacled in them. Now that's the message of the hour. The devil has come and deceived them that you've not come. And deceived them that, Lord God, the message is the same in the church age message. You called it in the book called Anointed Ones at that time, Matthew 24:24. The very spirit, the thing that can deceive you, if that was possible. But the bride cannot be deceived. The bride, you've done something to the bride. There's no way, Lord, they can be deceived. And for those who we love, Lord God, and they're over there, we pray that if they are the seed, Lord, we help us to live this word. If we don't have a way to speak to them with our own mouths, because sometimes they don't have a chance to listen. May they, Lord God, be preached by our lives, Lord, living this word so much, Lord, that they see the sign that is on our face. They see the sign that is on our hand, that is not the mark of the beast, but the seal of God, Lord God. We're living this word, Lord God, in every way. Help us, Father. For our shortcomings, Lord, I remember one time when you talked to David, Lord, and you told him, because he's done what he's done and made your word of shame, he shamed your word, that this is what is going to get him. You are so serious when it comes to people living and displaying you. When we are your child, when we are your children, when we are your bride, you require us to display you. And you are so unhappy when we display anything else, because we are going to mislead the people. It's a great preaching when we leave this word. Sometimes, Father, we are not up to that. And we are here praying, Lord, humbly, Lord, to you, that you have mercy upon us, that you help us, Lord, to live accordingly, to live this word, Father, to display it, Lord, to show what you are doing, Lord, that even without speaking, Lord, people will see Christ in us. That's our prayer, Lord. Help us, Lord, in every way. We commit ourselves to you. We humble ourselves to you, Lord. Give us peace. Give us joy. Give us comfort, Lord. Let us be able to stand still and see you work on us, Father, because this is your work, not our work, Lord. Thank you, Father, in everything. Bless the people, Father, and go with them. Go with them in their lives, Father. Walk with them in their lives. Hold our hands, Father, and we follow. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Michael.
Amen. Let's all stand. I can appreciate the message tonight. It made me think about, in this day, this message has identified Satan and all of his tricks. But it's because in this day we have the fullness, and we can look back at all through time and see how he began to work in the little bitty things. And it made me think of back in the garden. You know, when Satan came to Eve, he began to preach to her. I don't know what he preached to her, I don't know. But he only changed one word. He knew he couldn't come to Eve with this great elaborate scheme of something. They had perfect harmony in the garden. And so to come to her, he had to become so kindly with just one word. And then that caused the fall. And down through the ages, they went way far away, and they went way out here and way out, and all kinds of ideas. And then back in today, when we're in harmony with him, like the brother said, he's not going to come to you with some worldly idea. He's going to come preaching the message.
Yeah.
He's going to come preaching the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be one word off.
Mm-hmm.
But we know, like he said, there's something catches in you. When you hear something that don't sit right, it catches
that's
in you.
Right.
And you begin to say, no, that just don't sit right.
Yeah.
And it makes you go to your prayer closet, and you begin to measure up. Say, this is what I heard. Lord, reveal to me what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah.
It is something that made me think, I can appreciate the message.
Yeah.
I do appreciate the message. So,
yeah.
I want to sing that song, It's the Life Behind the Name. Do we know that one?
Yeah.
See?
It's the life behind the name. Yeah.
Brother Don, the different ones. Lord bless you.
Amen. All right.